欢迎收听由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语节目及广告，宾至如归，飞向马尼拉。
Ang programang Feel at Home ka dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company. 宾至如归，飞向马尼拉。Manila sa Taiwan, Feel at Home ka!
Mga kababayan, magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ang pinapanggahon ating programa ngayon ay Feel at Home ka dito. Ako po si Kaibigan Jane. Alam nyo ba mga kababayan, meron akong isang estudyante na karoon sila ng car accident. So, dahil meron silang scooter at tamang-tama yung araw na yun, papunta sila sa trabaho. So, gamit niya yung scooter at may angkas siyang isang classmate niya papunta sa trabaho. Nabunggo tuloy itong dalawa. So, dahil itong scooter na nabili nila ay tamang-tama, medyo malaki din. Hindi siya yung ordinaryong ano lang, no? Yung parang 50cc na maliit lang, kundi yung talagang motorsiklo. And then, ayun, di nabangga sila pareho. Yung isang nagre-ride, walang masyadong ano, sugat, nahulog siya sa motorsiklo niya, pero yung isa dahil nadaganan ng kanyang motorsiklo na napakalaki. Kaya tuloy, nagkaroon ng fracture yung kanyang buto sa left side. At nagkaroon din ng dugo, ng clot, yung ulo niya. So, after ng surgery, siguro nakadalawang surgery sila, and naayos din kagad din ng doktor yung buto. Ngayon ay inihintay na lang tumubo yung buto. Pero kasi merong clot yung ulo niya, yung ano, brain niya, naepektuhan tuloy yung kanyang pagsasalita at saka yung kanyang right hand. Yun ang malaking impact, dahil ang pinaka-fragile talaga sa buong katawan natin, yung brain natin. So, kung buto ay tutubo pa, pero kung yung brain na medyo nagkaroon ng damage, eh talagang maapektuhan po yan ng in the future. So, yun ang pinakamalaking critical namin, dahil nga hindi niya magalaw-galaw yung right braso niya. So, yun yung nangyari, no? So, nung nalaman ko nga itong isyong to, sabi ng estudyante, meron naman silang report sa police. Police dumating at meron silang record din sa police. So, nalaman nga, ang may kasalanan talaga yung nakabunggo sa kanila. Yung nakabunggo sa kanilang babaeng yun ay willing naman din daw magbayad ng mga damages tsaka yung medical payment nila sa hospital. Kasi itong surgery na to, hindi ata cover ng insurance sa insurance. Kaya tuloy, medyo mapapamahal din ang bayad. So, ang nangyari tuloy, itong isyong to, napakadelikado, dahil unang-una, ang bilis kasi ng mga takbo ng mga motorsiklo dito sa Taiwan. Napansin nyo ba yun? Hindi ito yung parang sa Pinas lang, no? Dahil nga maraming sasakyan sa Pinas. So, ang takbo lang din ng speed, eh mabagal. Hindi katulad dito sa Taiwan, talagang ang bibilis ng kanilang motorsiklo, tsaka ang dami-dami pa. Eh, itong mga estudyanteng to, kakarating lang din sa Taiwan, di pa nila gaano kabisado yung mga lugar, nakabili na kagad ng motorsiklo. Kaya nga, medyo sinabihan ko sila na bakit napakalakas ng loob nila na meron silang motorsiklo. So, yun yung nangyari. And itong isyong to, itong accident na to, konektado din ito sa sasabihin ko ngayon na what is a hit and run accident. When driving a car or motorbike, you are involved in an accident. It is important to not leave the scene. Regardless of who caused the accident, leaving the scene after someone has been injured or killed could constitute a hit and run crime. If a motorist is involved in an accident, he or she should immediately stop, call the police, and assist anyone injured.
fleeing the scene can result in a criminal sentence and a criminal record. If a driver is unaware, he or she caused an accident or that anyone has been injured. Leaving the scene does not constitute hit and run. Be aware, if fleeing the scene results in the victim missing critical time for emergency treatment, leading a serious injury or death, the punishment can be increased. And the offender charged with abandonment causing serious injury or abandonment causing negligent homicide, which carry heavier penalties. If you are involved in an accident, remaining at the scene is your legal obligation and the responsible thing to do. Buti na lang yung nangyaring to, na-report nga din kagad sa police, at ang nakabunggo sa kanilang babae ay nag-stay din dito sa accident din nangyari nga ng panahon na yon. So kung halimbawa nga, naakala natin na wala naman din nangyari kaya umalis na tayo, ito ay criminal case na, ng tawag ay hit and run accident. So, malaking penalty ho to, malaking punishment. Kung halimbawa, anuman nangyari dito sa tinakasan niya, may nangyaring napatay, malaking criminal ho ito. So, hindi lang criminal, syempre meron pang kaso sa civil. Kung halimbawa, may nangyaring damages. So, malaking issue itong pangyayari din sa estudyante namin. So, iingat po tayo, no? Kung halimbawa kayo ay bago lang dito sa Taiwan, huwag muna kayo bumili ng mga any accessories or any equipment or mga like scooter or kotse kasi hindi natin kabisado. Hindi tayo kabisado pa dito sa lugar na to. So, malakas ang loob nyo kung ganon kung meron pa kayong biniling sasakyan at ginawa pa niya is yung kanyang driver license, pinagawa pa niya dun sa Meko para i-translate nga maging Chinese license. So, ito ay hindi advisable na gawin natin kasi nga magiging ganyan ang accident mangyayari. Siyempre, itong pangyayaring to ay accident, which is yung nga sinasabi natin accident, hindi natin mapiprevent. Pero kung halimbawa mag-iingat kayo, kaya nyo tiisin na maggamit lang tayo ng transportation, itiisin natin kasi nga nakakatakot ang environment sa wala kayong alam, hindi nyo kabisado yung mga roads. Wala pa kayong alam na gano'ng kabilis ang mga sasakyan dito sa Taiwan. Kung ganon, advice ko lang, no, siguro mga after 3 or 4 years, siguro medyo meron na kayong konting alam na gano'ng yung lugar ninyo, paano pasikot-sikot, saan dapat dadaan, saka na kayo bumili. So, ito yung advice ni Kaibigan Jane na sana lahat tayo dito sa Taiwan ay walang aksidente na mangyari sa atin. Kasi pag once nga may mangyari, katulad nung estudyante, malaking epekto yan sa ating sarili. Kita mo baka hindi kayo makasalita ng maayos, hindi nyo pa magamit yung right hand nyo, right-handed pa naman yung yung estudyante nyo. At saka halimbawa wala kang mag-alaga sa'yo, sino mag-alaga sa'yo? Buti na lang yung nanay niya nandito, pwede siya alagaan. Pero gaano katagal, di ba? So, yung pagkakadesisyon ninyo, pag-isipan nyo maigi bago nyo gawin. Kasi malaking pwedeng mangyari sa maling pagkaka-decision ninyo. Okay ba? So, balik tayo dito sa ating programang Feel at Home Ka Dito. Mapapakinggan yung aming programa every Sunday na 6 to 7 replay time ay 9 to 10. Hanapin nyo lang sa AM 1323 sa Taipei, AM 621 sa Taoyuan, at AM 1206 sa Sinju. Meron din kaming fanpage ang tawag ay Feel at Home Ka Dito. No? Di Kaibigan Jay. Kung kayo merong mga labor dispute problem, pwede ho kayo tumawag sa 1-955. Yan ho ay 24 hours consultation and complaint hotline. Pwede rin na kayo mag-message sa 1-955, 24 hours po din. Kailangan nyo ng translation service, pwede rin ho kayo tumawag sa 1-955. At ito pong programa namin ay handog sa inyo ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency of Pinuno ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company.
Can you still remember the promise that we'll never, ever leave, never leave?
But time just flew so fast. You said I'd be your last, but who is he? And what are we?
Ito ang nilalaman ng mga sasabihin.
At dito sa loob ng isang oras nating programa, unang-unang policy at regulations na i-broadcast ni kaibigan Jay ay number 1, migrant workers, one-stop service, question and answer. Number 2, bawal magdala ng meat galing sa ibang bansa. Number 3, families that employ foreign caregivers can also use long-term care service. Number 4, integrated service center for migrant women and children. Number 5, pay attention to 7 key points for riding the mini electric two-wheel vehicle. Number 6, pregnant woman cannot work during night shift. Number 7, intermediate skill worker. Itong mga binabanggit kong policies at regulations ay galing sa Ministry of Labor. At kung halimbawa kayo gusto nyo pa ho pakinggan at malaman ng mga iba pang details dito, pwede nyo bisitahin ang aming website sa fw.wda.gov.tw or pwede nyo rin i-add ang 1-955 e-line. I-search nyo sa line application ang at 1-955-MW_PH. Kung halimbawa hindi nyo matawagan ang 1-955, dito sa dalawang paraan na to, makikita nyo rin ang live chat customer service ng 1-955. Kaya stay tuned lang mga kababayan. Pakinggan lang ho natin itong aming programa sa Feel at Home Ka Dito.
You receive a summons from the court. What do you need to know when you go to court? Welcome to this segment on victims in criminal litigation. Let us answer your questions. Understanding the summons. When the court starts a criminal trial, they may summon victims or their family members to state their opinions. After receiving the summons, which parts should you pay particular attention to? First, you should note the contact details of the court and the clerk in charge. Once you're at the courthouse, you'll give your case number to court personnel so they can check on your case. As to the case summary, this refers to the type of criminal litigation on the basis of the facts. The time of arrival indicates the time the proceedings are scheduled to begin. Note the location of the proceedings, including the courtroom number. To avoid going to the wrong place on that day, the branch ID is the branch the court has appointed to hear your case. The type of session reveals what the court is prepared to do on the court date. The most common sessions are preliminary proceedings and trial proceedings. When the case comes to court, the preliminary proceedings will begin, and the court will confirm if the defendant has admitted guilt in the answer to the complaint, and whether they have appealed to investigate the investigation evidence. After the preliminary proceedings have concluded, a date will be chosen for the trial, with cross-examinations and oral arguments, where each side will present their case. If the court needs you to present related evidentiary documents, they will list them in the notes section. What should I do if I can't attend court on the designated date? If the summons doesn't say that you must attend court, you can call and ask the court if you can provide a written statement instead. If you're also the complainant, you can hire an agent ad litem to present your statement in court for you. If the court wishes you to attend court in person, you must do so. If you have a valid reason for your absence, you can provide evidence to the court and request a date change. I'm afraid of appearing in court. Will they release my personal information? Don't be concerned. The court will protect the victim's privacy. You may also apply for appropriate devices to prevent being seen by the accused or any attendee. Going to court by myself is scary. Can I get someone to go with me? Of course you can. You can bring a statutory agent, a family member, a trusted friend, or a counselor to court with you. Attached to the court summons will be a notification of your rights so that you can understand your rights in the litigation and the procedures and know what you can request from the prosecutor. People with disabilities can also ask the court for assistance. Preparing for court. The day you are set to appear in court arrives. If the court has agreed to remote proceedings, please refer to the Remote Court Proceedings Handbook in advance. For more information, you can scan the QR code in the top left corner. The courtroom is a solemn place, so if you do attend in person, please take care to dress appropriately to show you take your own rights seriously. On that day, remember to bring the summons, your ROC ID card or other identification, and any documents listed on the summons. Ideally, you should register your attendance at the court early, giving yourself time to find the courtroom. please make use of public transportation when possible. Don't forget to log in a bit early if it's a remote proceeding. There are two ways to register your arrival at court: at the counter or the check-in kiosk. After you have registered and arrived at the appointed court, wait for the court attendant to call you in. If it's not your turn yet, you can either stay outside in the waiting area or sit in the public gallery inside your appointed courtroom and listen to the current session. If the appointed time arrives and your case hasn't been called yet, the previous case may have gone over on time. Like hospital clinics, courts hear several cases every day, so please be patient. You can check the progress of the previous case on the court's website or on the LCD monitors outside the court. After entering the courtroom, please remain silent and be respectful. Court procedures and your rights. Private recordings of sound, images, or photographs are not permitted inside the courtroom. Now I'll take you on a tour of the courtroom. At the front is the judge's bench. Below the judge are the court clerk and the court interpreter. In the center is the witness stand. The victim and the prosecutor are on the right. The accused and their agent ad litem are on the left. Witnesses and other relevant persons are in the spectator gallery waiting to testify. When called upon, enter the seat designated for the victim. Please raise your hand. You may speak with a judge's permission. During the trial, you can request that the prosecutor apply to the court for perpetuation or investigation of evidence to ensure that the evidence is not destroyed, and for the court to verify the veracity of the evidence. In court, you can give your own opinion. During the sentencing process, you can pass your opinion on to the prosecutor to uphold your rights. If the defendant also has civil restitution to make as a result of their crime, the victim can also file an ancillary civil suit at the first or second instance. If the court summons you to appear in court as a witness, you can request an allowance from the court for travel and expenses. If you're dissatisfied with the verdict, you can ask the prosecutor to appeal within 20 days of receiving the verdict. If you and the defendant are both willing, you can apply for mediation or enter the restorative justice process. The court will then arrange the case to be handed over for mediation, or will arrange for professional organization to get the two parties to engage in a discussion. Hearing the other party reflect on the consequences of their behavior, apologize, and propose a form of restitution can be comforting and healing psychologically for you and your relatives. If you want to find out details of court dates and whether the defendant was granted bail in a timely fashion, you can apply to use the Platform for Victims' Access to Information of Criminal Litigation, and the court will inform you by email. Issues the victim should be aware of during litigation. If the crime involved is of a certain category, you can apply to participate in the litigation. After getting permission from the court, you can enjoy the following privileges. You can choose a lawyer as your agent ad litem to assist in your participation in the case. In addition, indigenous people or middle to low income households can request that the court appoint a lawyer for free. You may request that your lawyer examine the case archive and exhibits and make transcripts, copies, or photographs of them. The court will inform you of the court dates, and you can choose whether or not to attend. In the preparation stage, you can express your opinion on the proceedings. On the day the verdict is handed down, you can express your opinion on the evidence presented. So, who can apply to participate in the litigation? Any victim may apply. If the victim cannot apply due to illness, death, or limited legal capacity, a statutory agent or family member can apply on their behalf. If you would like to apply, please scan the QR code below to download the application form. Going to court is not as difficult as you might imagine. So let's protect our rights together.
Taiwan Policy.
Mga kababayan, natatandaan niyo ba yung naibanggit ko sa inyo nung last week regarding dito sa Migrant Workers One-Stop Service? So, eto na ang kanilang question and answer. Pag lumabas na ang question and answer, ibig sabihin ay kompleto na ang mga rules at regulations tungkol sa mga caretakers nagtatrabaho sa bahay basta tayo ay first-timer dito sa Taiwan bago lang ang ating mga kontrata at papasok dito sa Taiwan. Kailangan muna tayo magstay sa one-stop service center ng 3 days, 2 nights. Kaya pakinggan ho natin ito ay lagi din mga tinatanong ng mga kababayan natin. Number 1, what classes are provided during the orientation period for migrant workers newly arriving in Taiwan? The answer is, newly arrived migrant workers are required to attend 8 hours of orientation classes on adapting to life in Taiwan, health education and health insurance, occupational health and safety for live-in work, employment laws, and labor rights protections. Number 2, who provides meals during the orientation period? The answer is, breakfast, lunch, and dinner are provided by the Ministry of Labor for the duration of orientation. Number 3, are migrant workers allowed to go outside during the orientation period? The answer is, if migrant workers need to go outside during the orientation period, they will be accompanied by staff from the Migrant Workers One-Stop Service Center. Number 4. What accommodation is provided during the orientation period? The answer is, during the orientation period, each migrant worker is be provided with one bed, and depending on the size, each room has 3 to 4 beds. Number 5. Can migrant workers receive visitors during the orientation period? The answer is, if during the orientation period of migrant worker has a visitor, once he or she visitors has registered at the front desk of the Migrant Workers One-Stop Service Center, staff will notify the worker and arrange for them to meet in the visitor's reception area. Number 6, after the migrant workers complete orientation, what documents or certificate do they receive? The answer is, after migrant workers complete orientation on Ministry of Labor Migrant Workers One-Stop Service Center issues them with an orientation training completion certificate valid for 5 years, an employment permit letter, and an alien residence certificate. About 3 working days after completing orientation, migrant workers receive a National Health Insurance Certificate of Insurance on E-line. Number 7. After completing orientation, migrant workers are required to undergo a health checkup. If they fail to do so, what happens? The answer is, an employer who fails to arrange for migrant workers to undergo a health checkup within 3 working days of arriving in Taiwan will be fined 60,000 to 300,000 in accordance with the provisions of the Employment Service Act. Number 8. In the period after the completion of orientation while waiting to undergo a health checkup, what type of accommodation should be provided? Are there channels through which migrant workers can appeal for assistance? The answer is, the accommodation provided to migrant workers while they wait to undergo a health checkup should adhere to the conditions detailed in the Migrant Worker Life Care Service Plan, which is to say employers or labor brokers are required to provide each worker with a bed, 3 or more square meters of living space, and a wardrobe, including as part of the living space. If employer violates these regulations, the local completed authority will issue a fine of 60,000 until 300,000 NT dollar in accordance with Article 67 of the Employment Service Act, and decline to issue or revoke the employer's migrant worker permit. If the migrant workers want to file a complaint or seek advice, they can call the 1-955 hotline, which provides a free 24-hour service, including on Sundays, in multiple languages like Chinese, English, Indonesian, Vietnamese, Thai. Alternatively, E-Line connects to 1-955 live text messaging customer service staff who providing online text discussion in a worker's own language for urgent migrant worker problems such as emergency appeals. Call the 1-955 hotline and explain the situation. So, marami pang mga questions and answers regarding dito sa one-stop service center. Kaya kung halimbawa meron pa katanungan or meron ho kayong nire-request na sabihin namin, pwede nyo ho hanapin itong details sa website ng Ministry of Labor sa fw.wda.gov.tw or i-add nyo lang ang 1-955 e-line sa inyong line application. I-search nyo lang sa line at 1-955 MW_PH. So meron na kayong mga makikitang question and answer regarding dito sa one-stop service center. Kasi masyadong maraming pang mga questions, no? For more details, hanapin na lang ho natin sa website or pwede rin tayo tumawag sa 1-955 mag-inquire.
Another susunod na i-announce namin tungkol dun sa mga kababayan ho natin dahil medyo nag-i-start na ulit, dumating yung mga iba-ibang route tourists. Nagtutour dito yung mga ibang relatives natin, kaibigan natin, or families natin papunta dito sa Taiwan. Tandaan lang ho natin, no, na hindi tayo pwede magdala ng any meats product dito sa Taiwan. Or mag-order sa online ng meat products. Dahil pag kayo nakita na meron kayong dala or binili, bumili sa ibang bansa na meat, ito ay kailangan itapon kagad sa basurahan. Or pwede nyo rin ibigay itong meat na to sa Animal Protection Office or sa Defense Inspection Bureau. Pwede tayo tumawag sa 0800-039-131. Ulitin ko, sa 0800-039-131. Pag kayo nagkaroon ng violations, nahanapan kayo ng meat na meron kayong dala-dala dito sa Taiwan, or mag-order ng meat din sa ibang bansa at dadalhin dito sa Taiwan, mapipenaltihan ho tayo ng 7 years sa kulong or sa 3 million NT dollar na fine. Kaya wag ho natin ito susubukan na bumili ng any meat sa ibang bansa at dadalhin dito sa Taiwan or magdala din ng kung ano nung meat papunta dito sa Taiwan dahil ito ay bawal. Halimbawa, mahulihan tayo sa airport nang meron tayong daladalang meat, siguradong kukuhanin nila itong meat ninyo, itatapon din to kagad. Kung halimbawa hindi tayo nakipag-cooperate sa kanila, ay baka tayo ma-penaltyhan ng malaki. Kaya iwasan ho natin itong mangyari sa atin dahil malaki po ang penalty ho dito. Malaki po ang fines na halagang 3 million NT dollar saka or 7 years na pwede tayong maikulong sa kulungan. Kung kayo ay merong pang mga katanungan dito sa tungkol sa meat, pwede tayo tumawag sa 0800-039-131. At itong susunod namin i-announce para ito sa mga families that employ foreign caregivers can also use long-term care services. Mga kababayan, itong policy na ina-announce ho na gusto ho paalam sa inyo ng Ministry of Labor, halimbawa tayo ay gusto natin magpaalam sa employer natin na gusto natin magbakasyon sa Pilipinas. Ito ay kailangan ho payagan tayo ng employer natin. During this period na wala ho tayo sa bahay na mag-aalaga dun sa alaga natin, pwede ho ang employer natin humingi ng service sa long-term care services. So, dependent ito sa mga status ng bawat family na kung halimbawa sila ay qualified na humingi ng tulong sa long-term care services, so makakakuha sila ng temporarily na caregiver para ho alagaan yung kanilang parents. Kaya pakinggan lang ho natin ito. In accordance with the provisions of the Employment Service Act, during the period of their employment, contracted foreign workers can apply for leave to return to their home country, and the employer must agree. If an employer refuses to give a foreign worker leaves because there is no one to look after the care recipient, the foreign worker should explain to the employer that he or she is eligible to use government long-term care resources. Kaya narinig ho ninyo ang policy na nakalagay, the employer must agree. Dahil nga ho tayo ay nagbo-work sa ibang bansa at medyo matagal na rin ho tayo hindi nakaka-uwi ng sarili nating bahay dahil nga ho nangyari ang COVID. Kung halimbawa tayo ay gusto natin magpaalam at gusto natin umuwi ho ng Pilipinas ng mga sandali, mag-file lang ho ng leave, pinaka-maximum nga ho ang pwede nating i-apply sa immigration ng re-entry ay 1 month. So kung halimbawa kayo nga ho ay nagre-request ng ganyan sa employer ninyo at hindi ho kayo pinayagan, huwag niyo ho rin kalimutan, pwede niyo sila i-file ng complaint sa 1-855. At during this period, kung halimbawa nga ho dahil kaya ayaw nila pumayag sa atin na mag-file ng leave, dahil nga siguro walang mag-aalaga dun sa kanilang parents, so pwede ho natin i-offer sa kanila, sa mga employers natin, sabihin natin sa kanila na pwede silang tumawag sa 1-966. Yan, 1-966, dun ho yan sa long-term care services. So, pwede ho sila humingi ng tulong sa long-term care services at depende ho sa kanilang status. Yung iba ay nakakakuha ng libre at yung iba naman ay merong mga certain discount na hindi masyadong mahal sila mag-hire ng isang temporary na caregivers para alagaan ho yung kanilang parents. Malinaw po ba? For more information, pwede ho tayo tumawag sa 1-955, mag-inquire ho sa kanila, or humingi ng consultation ho sa 1-955. Ito ho ay 24 hours, or pwede rin kayong mag-message sa 1-955 staff sa live chat customer service. Good news mga kababayan, dahil recently lang, in-announce itong Integrated Service Center for Migrant Women and Children. So, what if I am pregnant? Can I continue to work? Ang sagot ay, don't worry, the Integrated Service Center for Migrant Women and Children is online now. So please call if you have any questions about pregnancy consultation or service target mga foreigners currently working in Taiwan. Itong ginawa na to ng Ministry of Labor para ho sa mga kababayan natin na buntis. Kung kayo ho ay merong mga problema regarding dito sa labor dispute problem, halimbawa nabuntis nga ho tayo dito sa Taiwan, ano yung mga dapat natin malaman ang ating mga rights, especially kung halimbawa finuforce tayo ng employer natin na umuwi na lang sa Pilipinas, anong dapat gawin? At yung mga privilege natin na dapat natin makuha, halimbawa tayo ay pregnant, pwede ba tayo mag-leave, mag-file ng leave? Yan ho ay meron din mga regulations na kailangan natin malaman, no? So, pwede tayong tumawag dito sa hotline sa 03-2522-522. Ulitin ko ho, itong service center number na sa 03-2522-522. Pwede ho tayo mag-inquire sa kanila regarding dito sa pagbubuntis natin sa Taiwan, kung pwede ba tayo mabuntis dito sa Taiwan. Okay ho? Ito ay napakalaking tulong sa atin ng Taiwan government, dahil habang tayo nandito sa Taiwan, di natin kailangan mag-alala na mawalan tayo ng trabaho. At kung halimbawa manganganak na tayo, pwede rin tayo dito manganak sa Taiwan. Tandaan ho nyo yun. Yan ho ay rights ng mga women na nandito sa Taiwan. Kaya tayo ay equally lang ho na pwedeng mabuntis dito sa Taiwan. Tandaan ho nyo yun. Especially dun sa mga kababayan natin, kung kayo ay nasa factory worker, meron pa tayong makukuha ng maternity benefits galing sa labor insurance ho. So, tatandaan ho ninyo na kung halimbawa kayo yung merong mga problema regarding dito sa pagbubuntis natin sa habang tayo nandito sa Taiwan, pwede tayo tumawag sa hotline sa 03-2522522. Mapapansin nyo siguro kasi isang line lang ho siya, no? Isang number lang ho. So, might be medyo mahihirapan kayo tumawag, pero be patiently na lang na tumawag ho tayo dito sa number na to kasi ito yung makakatulong ho sa atin. At kung halimbawa naman kayo ay merong din mga labor dispute problem, pwede pa rin tayo syempre tumawag sa 1-955 kasi yan ay pwedeng tumulong sa inyo mag-file ho ng complaint regarding dito sa employers natin or sa broker natin kung tayo ay pinapauwi enforcely sa Pinas kung halimbawa tayo ay buntis. Okay, tandaan niyo ho yun. So, meron tayong rights na magstay pa rin dito sa Taiwan na magtrabaho kung halimbawa kaya nyo pa rin na magtrabaho. Okay ho? Ang number ay pwede tayong tumawag sa 03-2522522.
Look at you, girl, and then again, damo. The way you smile makes me high, but ang iba na to. Iba na, nararamdaman. Iba na, nararamdaman. You're the best girl I've ever seen. Kapansin-pansin ang iyong mga tingin. Iba na, nararamdaman. Iba na, nararamdaman. Bakit napaka-perfecto? Kitang-kita tila ba wala man lang kahit isang depekto? Besto, kahit anong anggulo, baka pwede kang makunan personal kahit isang litrato mo. Pampakalma lang kasi nga alam mo bang pag di ka nakikita ay tumataas pagkahibang ko. Hindi mo, ganda mo, ngiti ka nga ulit para naman buhay ang araw ko. Para bang walang makakahigit panis lahat kahit sino bang makita ko. Shit, ikaw ang pinakabet, baka pwede kang mag-get. Kundi man ayos lang basta makita ka sa net. Tipong pag kagising sarap agad sa feeling. Tamang tingin sa pic mo kahit yun ka lang kapiling. Di bali nang maging kung ano man ang isipin. Kung ikaw naman ang makikita ko sa aking pagising. Look at you, girl, and then ganda mo. The way you smile makes me high, but ang iba na to. Iba na, nararamdaman. Iba na, nararamdaman. You're the best girl I've ever seen. Kapansin-pansin ang iyong mga tingin. Iba na, nararamdaman. Iba na, nararamdaman. I just wanna say something for you. You know the boys out there may gusto na sa'yo. Hindi mo matatanggi ang kagandahan mo lalo pagka naglabas ka pa ng larawan. Kumbaga sa unang ikaw yung aking favorite. Kahit anong damit sa'yo ay fit na fit. Parang malabo nga lang. Kumakanta ka ba baka pwede kita na makapit. Minsan pwede bang makita ka. Kung may pagkakataon ay lalapitan ka. So makapagbigay lang na regalo. Kasi pag nangyari ako todo na ako. Sa dami-dami ko mapapansin mo. Pwede mo sa akin ang lightning. Iba na, nararamdaman. Iba na, nararamdaman. Wow, wow. Sana naman. Huwag sana magbabago. Dahil malabo ka nang mapalitan. Look at you, girl, and then naganda mo. The way you smile makes me high. But ang iba na to. Iba na, nararamdaman. Iba na. You're the best girl I've ever seen. Kapansin-pansin ang iyong mga tingin. Iba na, nararamdaman. Iba na, nararamdaman. Oh stop, come on scroll down, scroll up. Hintayin ko lang mag-pop. Yung beat mo, automatically heart reaction, baby. Oh, ano pa una na? Tayigil isip pag nag-selfie ka. Ano mo, oh, oh, oh. Mapapersonal, pati na rin sa social media, damn. Ikaw yung dalagang Pilipina na inaabangan ng iba. Sa IG, sa FB, oh kahit saan man yan, baby, baby. Di ko na alam ang gagawin, baby. Baby, gusto kitang ipagdamo at rin. Kaso hindi nga pwede kasi ang dami nagkakagusto sa'yo. Tanging iling ko lang ay makilala ka. Look at you, girl, naganda mo. The way you smile makes me high. Yeah. Iba na, nararamdaman. Iba na, nararamdaman. You're the best girl I've ever seen. Kapansin-pansin ang iyong mga tingin. Iba na, iba na, nararamdaman. Look at you, girl, ang ganda-ganda mo. The way you smile makes me high, but ang iba na to. Iba na.
At ito naman, ibabanggit ko sa mga kababayan natin
ay regarding ulit ito sa mini electric two-wheel vehicle. Dahil marami na tayong mga kababayan ay merong e-bike. So, itong e-bike, simula nga ng November 30, ay naging pangalan ay mini electric two-wheel vehicle. Meron siyang mga requirements na kailangan ho i-remind sa mga kababayan natin. Ito ay paulit-ulit namin din ibinabanggit sa inyo, no? Kasi gusto namin, bago tayo gumamit ng electric e-bike, kaya itong pay attention to 7 key points for riding the mini electric two-wheel vehicle. Una-una, ang re-remind ho namin sa inyo ay, number 1, no license is required. Riding is allowed only for drivers 14 years old and above. Up to 1,200 is fined for violation. The driver will be immediately prohibited to drive. The car will be kept in custody. Just in case mahuli yung mga 14 years old below, hindi pa allowed mag-ride ng itong mini electric two-wheel vehicle. Halimbawa, mahuli man itong below 14 years old, ito ay mapapenaltihan ng 1,200 at makakoconfiscated itong sasakyan mo sa korte. Number 2, wearing a qualified helmet for riding. Kailangan mag-wear tayo ng helmet, merong nakalagay na qualified na sticker. Number 3, do not alter the electronic control device. Up to 5,400 is fined for violation. So, do not add or reduce or alter the electronic control device or the original specifications. The mini electric bicycle might be ignited easily. Ito naman, ibig sabihin, hindi tayo pwedeng maglagay ng mga any accessories at iba pang mga lalagyan para bumilis ang pagkaka-speed ng inyong electric e-bike. Kasi kung halimbawa meron tayong mga illegal na na-modified natin ang ating sasakyan, ito ay baka masunog ng easily pag halimbawa na sa high speed ho tayo. At mag-iingat tayo dahil baka tayo makakaroon ng car accident habang nagre-rides ho tayo. Kaya mag-iwas ho tayo ganitong mangyari. Number 4, no passenger, no speeding over 25 kilometers per hour. $300 is fine for carrying the passenger. Up to 1,800 is fine for speeding violations. Ito naman, ibig sabihin, hindi tayo pwedeng mag-overspeeding ng more than 25 kilometers per hour at bawal din ho na meron kaangkas. Kasi kung meron tayong kaangkas, yung kaangkas ho ninyo, mafa-fine siya ng 300. At halimbawa kayo ay overspeeding, mafa-fine ho kayo ng 1,800. Number 5, must follow the sign, marking and light, and turn on the lights during night driving. Ito naman, syempre, pag tayo nagre-ride ng mini electric two-wheel vehicles, kailangan natin mag-follow ng transportation rules. Kung ano man nakalagay doon na sign, kailangan ho natin yun sundin. At kung bandang gabi, dapat natin syempre bubuksan yung ilaw natin para makakita ho tayo ng mas malinaw. Pag ito ay hindi natin nagawa, meron tayong violations ng $1,200. Number 6, no drunk or drug driving. Up to $2,400 is fine for violation. The driver will be immediately prohibited to drive. And the car will be kept in custody. Makakoconfiscated din ang sasakyan ho ninyo, no? Pag tayo nahulihan na tayo ay drunk driving at saka sa drug driving. Number 7, renewal of compulsory auto liability insurance. Up to $1,500 is fine for violation. Pag tayo ay merong ganitong mini electric two-wheel vehicle, kailangan tayo bumili ng insurance ng at least 6 months ang validity. Itong insurance ng tawag ito ay compulsory auto liability insurance. Ito ay kailangan. Basta gumagamit tayo ng vehicle, itong katulad tinatawag yung e-bike, kailangan ho tayo bumili rin ng insurance. Ito ay compulsory insurance, kaya kailangan ito meron. So at least nga, 6 months validity nitong insurance na to. For more information, pwede din kayo tumawag sa 1-855 for the details kung kayo ay meron pang mga katanungan or halimbawa kailangan nyo ng contact number ng vehicle office na malapit ho sa lugar ninyo. Pwede ho kayo mag-inquire ho sa 1-855. Okay? At doon naman sa mga kababayan natin na buntis, kung halimbawa meron kayong ganitong questions, pakinggan ho natin itong informations na para ho sa ating itong mga kababayan na buntis. Halimbawa, I'm a pregnant. Do I still have to work the graveyard shift? The pregnant foreign workers are not allowed to work the graveyard shift. In order to protect expectant mothers, employers are not allowed to assign women who are pregnant or breastfeeding to work at night from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. the next morning. Any violation of this rule by an employer is punishable by law, according to paragraph 5, article 49 of the Labor Standard Act. Women who are pregnant or breastfeeding cannot work between the hours of 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Violators can be fined between 90,000 and 450,000. Kaya malaking punishment ito sa employer kung halimbawa inutusan kayo ng employer ninyo na magtrabaho sa night shift from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. Tandaan ho natin ito. Kaya dun sa mga kababayan ho natin na tayo ay mga pregnant, buntis ho tayo, maikailangan tayo i-adjust ang ating trabaho, lalo na ang mga shift ho natin. Hindi na tayo pwedeng magtrabaho during night shift from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. Tandaan ho natin yun. Kung halimbawa kayo, merong ganyan situations na pinapatrabaho kayo ng employers ninyo ng ganung panahon, huwag niyo ho kalimutan tumawag sa 1-955 para ho mag-complain. Ang susunod naman na good news na sasabihin ko sa mga kababayan ho natin, ito talaga ay napakatagal na natin itong pinag-uusapan dahil ito yung hinihintay natin na policy na nilabas lang po to noong April 30. Bakit ngayon ko lang ho naibanggit? Kasi nung before, hindi pa siya talaga fully enough na details na nilabas ho ng Ministry of Labor. Policy na to, lumabas lang talaga ng recently na yung full details na ho, ang tawag dito ay Long-Term Retention of Skilled Foreign Workers Program or Intermediate Skilled Worker, permitting foreign nationals to work mid-level skilled jobs. Ang mga eligibility, foreign workers who have been employed in Taiwan for over 6 years or whose cumulative work time meets the limit stipulated in the Employment Service Act. Number 2, overseas compatriot and foreign students who earn an associate degree or above. Applicable industries. Industries that face a shortage of labor, including fishing, manufacturing, construction, agriculture, for limited to outreach agricultural services, orchids, mushrooms, and vegetables, and caregivers. The technical qualification for industry sector must meet any of the qualifications regarding professional certificates, training programs, or practical implementation. This requirement is waived if one earns a regular monthly salary of 35,000 NT or above. And for the social welfare sector, must pass Taiwan's language exam and complete 20 hours of education or training. And the salary qualification for industry sector, regular monthly salary of 33,000 or above, a salary of at least 30,000 for overseas compatriot or foreign students who are first-time hires, but if they continue to be employed, it increased to 33,000 NT dollar, or an annual salary of 500,000 or above. And for the social welfare sector, care home workers, regular monthly salary of 29,000 or above. Live-in caregivers, regular monthly salary of 24,000 or above. So mga kababayan, ito yung sinasabi nating intermediate skilled worker. Ibig sabihin kung tayo naging blue-collar job ng more than 6 years tayo dito sa Taiwan. Ibig sabihin basta nag-work lang ho kayo dito sa Taiwan ng more than 6 years. Pwede na ho kayo i-apply ng inyong employer gawing intermediate skilled worker. Ibig sabihin naging upgrade na ho yung ating status dito sa Taiwan. Pag once naging intermediate skilled worker na tayo, kailangan pa natin mag-stay ng 5 years.
After 5 years, saka tayo pwede mag-apply ng APRC. Kasi yun yung mga hinihintay ng mga kababayan natin. Kasi itong APRC, ang tawag dito ay Alien Permanent Resident Certificate. Ibig sabihin ng APRC, ay pwede na tayo mag-exit entry sa Taiwan nang wala na hong limited. At wala na rin ho kayong limited ng 12 years working dito sa Taiwan. So, naging upgrade ho tayo ng naging intermediate skill worker. Ang gusto naman talaga natin mangyari dito sa pinaka-purpose is magkaroon ng APRC. Kasi pag once meron na tayong APRC dito, ay pwede na rin nyo idalid yung mga family nyo dito sa Taiwan at magtrabaho kayo dito sa Taiwan nang hindi nyo na kailangan maghanap ng others, kailangan at least factory or caregivers tayo, ganun. So, kahit anong trabaho, basta tinanggap kayo ng company, ay pwede na ho kayo ma-hire dito sa Taiwan pag once meron na tayong APRC. Kasi dati, kung tayo ay blue-collar job lang ho, ang hawak natin ay ARC lang. At itong ARC, dahil meron tayong employed at meron tayong kontrata na 3 years, kaya tayo dito nandito sa Taiwan. At ang maximum na trabaho natin, either 12 years maximum or hanggang 14 years for caretaker. Pero pag once naging meron na tayong APRC, wala na ho tayong limited. Ibig sabihin, pwede na tayong mag-stay dito sa Taiwan for good. Yun nga lang ang hawak ho natin na APRC. Kaya mga kababayan, kung halimbawa kayo ay merong chance maging intermediate skill worker, ay yung mga qualification na sinabi ni kaibigan Jay, kailangan ho natin yun ma-reach. Kailangan makapasa din tayo sa mga test. Katulad ng sinabi ko ho kanina, kung halimbawa caretaker, yung mga social welfare sector, ang salary natin ay 29,000 for the nursing home. Pero pag dito sa caretaker, at least ang salary natin mag-i-increase ng 24,000. Yun yung pinaka-basic natin. Pag tayo naman nasa industry, halimbawa yung mga factory workers, at meron tayong mga licenses na na-train, at meron tayong professional na certificate, ay ang ating ma-increase sa salary natin magiging 33,000 or above. Or yearly, annually salary ay 500,000 or above. Yan ho ay pag naging intermediate skill worker na tayo, yun ang magiging salary natin. So, kung halimbawa tayo ay nakapasa sa mga tests at nakakuha na rin tayo ng mga certificate or yung mga training ho natin na itapos na rin natin, gawin ho natin ito para ho maging improve yung ating staying dito sa Taiwan at hindi lang ho tayo maximum na pwede magtrabaho dito sa Taiwan ng 12 years. For more information, kung kayo ay meron pang mga katanungan dito sa intermediate skill worker, pwede ho tayo tumawag sa 1-955 para mag-inquire. Malina po!
Let me teach you some Mandarin Chinese. When your employer speaks too fast or when you can't hear clearly, you can say, 可以再说一遍吗? To ask the employer to repeat himself or herself, repeat after me. 可以再说一遍吗? When your employer asks for your help, you may ask, 我可以怎么做? To learn more about the work, repeat after me. 我可以怎么做? When you have completed your work, you can say 我完成了. To tell your employer you have finished the job, repeat after me. 我完成了. Let us recap the 3 useful sentences we learned today. 可以再说一遍吗? 我可以怎么做? 我完成了. If you have any language problems, please call 1-955 Foreign Workers Free Hotline. Our consultants will provide interpreting services. For more information about working in Taiwan and Mandarin Chinese learning materials, please visit Taiwan Workforce Development Agency information site.
Ang programang Feel at Home ka dito
ay handog ng Ministry of Labor Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company, Ping Zhi Ru Gui, Fei Xiang Manila. Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig ninyo.